So with that, I think it's ready, and we'll turn it over to you, Jeremy.
Thank you, Richard. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Many times in agriculture, we're looking to optimize resources, increase yield, and this work is about optimize light interception by manipulating corn seeds at planting and increase yield. Corn grain yield and silage has been increasing in the past 70 years in the United States. It went from about 2,000 kilograms per hectare to almost 10,000 kilograms per hectare, increasing rate of 120 kilograms per year. Silage went from about 25 tons to over 40 tons per hectare. 60% of this improvement was attributed to genetic advances, while the remaining 40% was due to management practices. So some of the potential benefits of seed orientation, I included here spatial and temporal emergence. There's four days of delay. Emergence can result in like 15% of yield. You will get a more homogeneous crop stands with less interplant competition. Rapid canopy closure can save moisture and could be integrated with weed management, and as well increase light interception, and that's what I'm going to focus on. So the idea is that light can be a limiting factor in crop production when soil moisture and nutrients are adequate. And so if systematic leaf arrangement and leaf architecture can optimize light interception, this could be used as a potential strategy to improve production efficiency. This work done by Schiebels and Weber in 1965 shows the dry matter response to light interception, and the dry matter it's proportional to the amount of light interception. The increase in dry matter is proportional to the amount of light interception, and it should be linear if there's no stress under known stress conditions, either biotic or abiotic. So my research questions were: can we manipulate leaf orientation by manipulate control seed at planting? And which would be the position that would result in a cross row leaf orientation? And what's the effect of emergence? The cross leaf orientation is defined by this figure in the bottom. So the weave row, where the leaves overlap each other, and the cross row, where you have a perfect leaf alignment arrangement. And my last question was, what is the effect of leaf orientation on light interception, and what is the yield? How is yield affected by it? To respond to those questions, I started with the greenhouse experiment. So I have two previous experiments that lead me to this third one. And so we have eight treatments. I used five different hybrids. A total of 400 seeds were planted. And here on the table, you have the treatment number, the seed position and orientation, and its description. So we would have the seeds planted on the side, upright on the side, parallel and perpendicular to the row, upright, pointed up, with the caryopsis pointing up, and with the caryopsis pointing down, laying flat with the embryo up and embryo down, parallel and perpendicular to the row. The materials and methods for this greenhouse experiment. So we have 10 seeds per treatment, and I use medium flat seeds. They were planted at 2.5 centimeters deep, and then I measure emergence and leaf angle at V4 stage, and then the leaf angles were classified in a weave row or a cross row leaf orientation. The weave row is when the leaf angle in relation to the row, it was between 0 and 30 degrees, and the cross row leaf orientation between 60 and 90 degrees. To measure leaf angle, I took a picture over the canopy of each plant, each individual plant, and this picture was imported into a software, Adobe Illustrator, And you could measure with the software the deviation, the deviation from the row, the angle deviation from the row. Then I did analysis of variance on in this data, and as well as frequency distribution. Here are some of the results. I want to show this picture on the bottom, how the seed position in relation to the leaves in the back. As you can see, it follows the seed, the leaves, the same position as the seed. And here on a side view of the plane, and you can see the laying flat seed position with the embryo up and the leaf orientation. So the results show there was a significant effect of seed position on leaf angle and emergence. Hybrid was also significant. Treatment-free, which was the seed upright with the caryopsis pointed down, and laying flat, the treatment 6, laying flat with the embryo up perpendicular to the row, produced the highest angle means and also the highest frequency of planes falling in the across row leaf position, which is the 60 to 90 degrees. And also I want to point out about the emergence. When the embryo was down and or with the plant with upright caryopsis pointed up, produced later emergence compared to the when the embryo was up. So based on this result, we set up a field trial. And so to plan the field trial, we have we clogged up the seed boxes, and we lifted the pressing reels, so the furrow will be open, and then we'll come and manually set the seed on a desired position, and using a ruler to get the desired populations. And then we would come with the pressing wheel and close it. As you can imagine, this was a lot of work, and thanks for all the graduate students and that helped me to do this. So the field trial had 3 seed orientations, 2 corn hybrids, and 3 plant populations. The 3 seed positions was the upright caryopsis pointed down, parallel to the row, which is this first picture here, the laying flat embryo up with the caryopsis pointed perpendicular to the row, which was these 2 positions here. And then we test on the 2 corn hybrids with different leaf architecture. So the first one was a plagiophile, which is a more horizontal leaf pattern. And then we have the rectophile, which is a more erect leaf arrangement, architecture, within an incomplete factorial arrangement. And we tested the hybrids and seed orientations in 3 different plant populations that would change with the environment, because we have an irrigated site in 2010. In 2011, we have a dryland site. And it was a randomized complete block design. The row space was 76 centimeters. And we measure light interception and grain yield. Here's the field results. Before we get the field results, I want to show how was the trench was opened, and the seed planted after we for the seed orientation. Here the when they emerge at the early stages, you can see the leaves aligned, and then this picture. On the top, on a later stage, the leaf was still oriented. Here's some of the results about light interception at V10 growth stage. So here on your y-axis, you have light interception, and on your x-axis, you have the leaf architecture or the hybrid and the different plant populations. The green bar and the gray bar are the fixed position that we identify on the greenhouse experiment. The green bar is the upright seed position, and the gray is the flat, and we compare that to the blue bar, that is the random seed orientation. And there was a significant effect of of seed orientation in 2010 for light interception when you compare the upright and the flat against the random for all the population. So the effect was independent of plant population and hybrid. In 2011, the difference was low. We all know that it was a really harsh environment this year. But there was a trend for the seed, the fixed position, upright and flat, to intercept more light. So when we get to a later growth stage at R1, these differences decrease, and you can see difference between upright or flat against the random. As far as grain yield, in 2010, you see there was a benefit of seed orientation when you compare the upright and flat against the random. For all the populations, at the highest population, it was there was a lower yield than the medium and the lower population, but you can still see that it was at least the flat was better than the random. In 2011, we couldn't see much difference on as far as light interception at V10, as we saw in 2010, although there was a yield increase for the lower population and the rectophile hybrid. With that, my conclusions were that placement and arrangement of corn seed can influence the rate of emergence and leaf orientation. The difference in light interception between the treatments decreased with maturity. And then the effect of seed orientation on light interception was independent of plant population and hybrid. And then for the yield, what I did, I averaged over sites, population, and hybrids just to compare what was the benefit of having the seed orientation. So the fixed against the random, and then the upright produced 10% higher yields than the random overall, and then the flat 14% higher yields than the random. With that, I would like to thanks, and if you have any questions, I'll be glad to answer them.
Do you have time for questions, if there are, for Jeremy?
Yep.
You would repeat the question.
Yes, sure.
The data study that you're calling random, is that still placed by hand, or is that
machine learning? So the question is if we planted the random plots by hand. No, we use the machine to do it. So if the question was if there's a pattern in leaf angle when we planted randomly with the planter?
Is there a pattern in placement
and seed placement behind the planter, or is it really random? It is really random. I mean, I went to a few that did some measurements trying to figure out, you know, what was the percentage of plants that were really oriented, you know, on a random. But I couldn't see really a pattern. There were sometimes you find many plants oriented like the way we want it, but many times you get leaf overlapping, and there was like a whiff row pattern. So that was it was random. Well, the next step is mechanize it. Well, the next step for what we're trying to do, I think there are many things we can do with this technology. First, we need to mechanize it. So we have a team of engineers from Oklahoma State that are already working on a planer, and we should have a prototype by next year. We'll be testing it. Now, what I want to evaluate, that one of my concerns were because we didn't have, like you pointed out, we planted the random plots by using the planter. And as you saw on my picture, we have equal space plants when we do by hand. And I'm pretty sure we do better than a planter. You know, we trained all the grad students to put, you know, the every seed every 5 inches or 7 or 10 inches, and I'm pretty sure that that's one of the facts that I wanna take this effect out and just see the effect of seed orientation. So I think the equal space plants had an advantage against the random. We could also look at the twin rows, how that would work with twin rows, but I mean there's so many options to work with this. So if you could use this in seed production, of hybrids production? Well, I don't see why not. I think you could, but yeah. Yes? Yeah, that's what we light intercept was the main thing. We wanted to optimize light interception. We know that if you have a random leaf arrangement in your field, one leaf is going to be overlapping each other, and I don't know. So the leaf on the top is going to intercept the light, and it's going to shadow the one below, which would decrease their efficiency to use light. So yeah, we mainly look at light interception, but as I pointed out, I also want to look at the, you know, equal space to see what is the effect on it. Well, but then if the plant can intercept more light throughout the growing season, I mean, even if the difference they're not different at maturity, the plant already intercept light throughout the growing season, so that's the advantage. Yes. Yeah, we use the same. So the greenhouse experiment was just established to identify, all right, which seed position should I use? Should I keep, you know, carry on if we're gonna do this? Which seed position should we do? Look in the field to try and find it. I mean, we identified this in a greenhouse and then we took to a field, but it was all previous study. Okay. We planted. We did on the north-south row. So we didn't try east and west. But I guess that's another thing we could look.
We probably better hold the questions here now until time for discussion. We'll have that here after the second paper, I said. So
all right.
Thank you, Jeremy.
Thanks.
Join me in thanking you.